And now it's time for Ask Roz and Mocha.
All right, here we go. Episode 870 of the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. This is Ask Roz and Mocha. Jump straight into it. Mel, what's going on?
Good morning, Roz and Mocha. How are you guys?
We are doing fantastic. Welcome to the podcast. Happy to have you here to join us. What is it you would like to say?
Well, my question, it came from listening to the docuseries, and I was just wondering if you guys run your household the way your parents did.
Oh.
Roz, you want to take this one?
Do I? Yeah, I think for the most part, I do. There's a lot of similarities with my house that there was with the one that I grew up. And I think that the main differences, and I just think that that's a product because kids are different now. They communicate differently and they socialize differently. And that is, my house is not full of like all my kids' friends all the time.
Yeah.
They are in constant communication and they have great friendships. No, but I mean, at the age that I was, like when I was Roxy's age, like when I was in, you know, grade 8, grade 9 kind of thing, like that, there was just always people over, right? Like you would always have friends over because that was the only way you could kick it, right? Mm-hmm. So that I think is the only difference. But the way that we treat the sort of, you know, code of what it means to be part of a family when it comes to like lying and, you know, having fun and how we treat dinners and all of this stuff. It's very similar to the way that I grew up. And the other thing too is that I grew up with parents who were very affectionate, playfully affectionate towards each other always.
Yeah.
Right. And I remember, you know, I'd walk into the kitchen, I would just see like, you know, my dad smack my mom in the ass, right? Mm-hmm. Like I grew up in that kind of household, right?
Yeah.
And I thought it was cool. And so that, so Catherine and I are very much like that, you know, in our place. And I think that that's a healthy way for a kid to sort of grow up. And as you know, from the doc, Mocha and I grew up in very, very different households, mm-hmm. right?
Totally.
Our household, I would say, yes, similar minus the beatings.
Right.
Yes.
Same with mine.
Yeah, minus the meetings. But like, you know, that family dynamic is there.
Yes.
You know, homework is important.
Yes.
Right? Oh, man, the other day, did we ever get into it about homework?
Oh.
And especially now, like, Cruz, like, he'll be 7 soon.
Yeah, it's a tough age for homework.
It is.
You just sit at that table, and it's like, yeah, I know. It's a tough age for homework.
Yeah. I think back to like with my dad.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh my God. But yeah, I would say similar, Mel.
But are you going to, Mocha, as what your dad did with you, like if Cruz does bring home, say, a not perfect report card or a bad report card, like will you start piling extra work on top of him the way that your father did?
No.
No. Okay, cool.
That's
okay.
More work. So I got to put in the work too? No. That means I have to come up with the questions.
Right.
And then I got to sit there after and grade everything.
Right.
I got time to do that.
Right. What did your dad think of did your dad listen to episode one of the docuseries?
My dad said.
Because your parents are featured heavily in episode one.
So my dad said, congratulations.
Yes.
On the podcast.
Right.
And I was like, thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
He's like, it was very good. I was like, thanks.
Yeah.
And then I asked my mom.
Yeah.
Hold on. I think I wrote it down because I wanted this to be one of those things that I remember for the rest of my life. But I did have a conversation with my mom. She said she listened to the podcast.
Yeah.
And I said, what did you think?
Yes.
And she said, after a long pause,
yeah,
it was okay.
Oh, wow.
That's what she said.
Wow.
I was like, Mom. And then right after, I got on the phone with my dad. And he was like, congratulations, like you, like a beat, and like, congratulations, so excited for you guys. It was good.
Yeah, right? Wow.
And Mom was just like, it was okay.
It was okay. Yeah. Oh, damn. I thought she came off real great in it.
Yeah, she wrote me too.
What did she?
What'd she say?
Good night, great podcast.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess they liked it.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
I was
really curious as to whether they were
going
to be happy with the way that they came off in it.
Hey, Mel, we appreciate you. Can't wait
Thank
for you to
so
hear
much.
The rest of this docuseries. We put a lot of work into it, and we know that you're going to love it.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Have a good day.
You as well. Thank you. Bye.
Roz, you know what Care Bears are?
Of course I do.
Okay.
They're
Maria,
stupid.
Do you know what Care Bears are?
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone here know? Like Shem?
Totally.
Maury, yeah?
Yeah.
Because Kara said, if you were a Care Bear, what would your Care Bear stare symbol on your tummy be?
Who cares?
Mine would be a glass of wine. That's what Kara said.
Right.
Roz?
Like it's supposed to like reflect something from your personality? Is that the deal? Of
like grumpy? Like isn't there already a grumpy bear?
There's no grumpy Care Bears.
Yeah, there grumpy. Is. Or the sad one. There's a sad one. The blue. He was like blue, right? Doesn't he? Isn't and he has like the cloud as the symbol on his chest? I'm pretty sure. Wasn't he grumpy or he was sad? Sad bear. What was
there's
it?
There's brave heart.
Yeah.
Proud heart.
Yeah.
Bright heart.
But who's the sad one?
Oh, there was a grumpy bear.
Told you.
Cheer bear, bedtime bear, funshine bear, auntie freeze, champ bear. Oh, yeah, grumpy bear, yeah.
See, that would be Roz.
Okay, first of all, why do you know so much about Care Bear?
Because I did some research when Kara had submitted that question.
Sure. This seems like old knowledge to me.
No.
Did you ever have a Care Bear?
Never.
No?
No.
You ever have pound puppies?
Never.
Yeah.
How many did you have, Maury?
I was only allowed one. They were expensive. They were like $80
back then. No, pound puppies.
Oh, pound puppy.
Yeah.
Pound puppies, yeah. And they came with their own birth certificate.
Didn't pound puppies used to come in like a box with multiples, though?
That's right, yeah.
And you only got one?
Yeah.
But is it possible?
No, it came in a box with one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Do you ever have garbage pail kids, Mocha?
No.
I still do.
Damn. What?
Yeah.
Do you ever have, any embarrassing toys? Like any toys that you...
Embarrassing?
Yeah. Like if you had Care Bear, I'd rip on you a little bit for that.
It's just all action figures.
That was it.
All action figures.
No, nothing even remotely, like you didn't have like a Ken doll?
No.
No? Okay.
I had a Barney toy or stuffed animal.
You had Barney?
Yeah. I was heavy into Barney, man.
Me
so
too.
Was Maria. Barney heavy. Showed up at Maria's birthday party.
Yes.
I'm so jealous.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I freaked out. I have to show you guys this picture sometime. And I'm so excited that Barney showed up at my birthday.
Damn.
Loved Barney.
Yeah.
I used to have all the VHS tapes.
Yeah.
Remember what they looked like? Oh, my God.
Yeah. They were white VHS tapes.
What? Knowing you two were Barney kids says so much. Like, so many answers, like questions are being answered right now.
What?
Nah, you know. Everybody else who's listening right now knows too.
No.
They're like, oh, they were Barney kids. I get it now. I get it.
Edward says, have you ever seen either of your parents or significant other get hit on? Did you step in or did you play along? I've never seen either of my parents get hit on.
No, I wouldn't even have known if
that it was happening.
Like, cause I would have been a kid. Like, who's gonna
that person being friendly?
Yeah. No, I've never seen Maury. Many times, right?
Oh, yeah. Give us a Frank story of getting hit on.
I remember my French teacher flirting with my dad. I remember when we went once to hedonism in Barbados, I remember.
Are you even allowed to bring a child to hedonism?
I don't know. I was there, and the lady that my dad picked up used to leave soaps and shampoos for me in the bush outside.
Oh, my God.
and I had to go hunting for it, which gave them time alone.
Oh, my gosh.
You had to go hunting?
Like an Easter egg hunt for shampoos?
Something.
That says.
Damn.
Yikes.
Hold on here. Oh, yeah. I guess there used to be a kids club at Hedonism.
Yeah. I remember I used to go and they would give us Mountain Dew.
What?
At the kids club by the water.
Because hedonism, friend. Do you know what hedonism is, Maria?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay, hold on here.
I don't even know how to spell that.
Okay, so hedonism is a hedonistic resort. It's an adults-only vacation destination that aims to promote a liberated and uninhibited lifestyle where guests can indulge in sensual pleasures and hedonistic experiences.
So that's what Maury's dad, Frank.
Yeah, Orgy Island.
took part in and took Maury too.
And I had to find shampoo in the bush.
You know how you said it makes sense that we're Barney kids? It makes sense.
Oh, totally. Oh, you guys, Barney kids for sure. Maury for sure is the guy that went to hedonism as a child. For sure.
Maria, you ever see like your parents get hit on?
Yeah.
You have?
Yeah, I have.
Your mom or your dad?
Both.
Oh, wow.
When?
I've seen my mom get hit on when we were driving once.
Uh-huh.
And some guy like was like honking and then like was like pulled down the window.
Yeah.
So my mom pulled down the window and he was like, "You're stunning. Do you want to get a drink?" And mom's like, "I have my kids in the car and I'm married." No.
She said, "Wait, I have the kids in the car first, not just no."
No, I think that's what I remember. It was a long time ago.
Yes, Mama P, Mama P. And then your dad?
And my dad, where was it? I can't remember. It must have been at one of those like house shows or whatever. And I don't know, some lady was like, oh, you're such a handsome man with your daughters here. And she was just kept talking to my dad, I'm being handsome. And my dad's like, okay, thanks. I gotta go. Oh,
he didn't, your dad never said, I'm married?
No, he did the, you know, the classic dad laugh, like, oh, thank you so much.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. then walks away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Champ, do I dare ask?
Oh, my dad claims that it happens to him all the time.
Yeah. Oh, boy, you know, and don't get cats, I get spot. That's what it means.
When he says I get spot, it means he's been spotted by.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah.
Okay. What is it, and does your mom, like,
just
play along with the conversation?
Rolls her eyes.
Or does she, like, tear him down right away?
She rolls her eyes, and my dad goes, hey, how you think I get your mother?
All the time.
He does it all the time.
Jose says here, so Roz has been called a smooth, cool dude for years. Can we start calling Mocha mommy's boy Mocha?
Oh, yes.
Because of episode one, the history of Roz and Mocha, my parents said this.
He was a nice boy. He was really a nice, loving boy.
He was, I would say, a mommy's boy.
You know how proud my dad is of that?
You always cut out the part where they call you chubby, though.
I don't remember that part.
No?
He was, I would say, a mommy's boy.
No, I just remember this part.
That's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Okay.
Anyway, Jose, no. Let's see here.
No.
Warsame says,
yeah.
Have you guys ever shot your shot with someone who was clearly out of your league, and how did it go?
No.
P.S. I'm guessing Shem has the most wildest stories in his DMs.
No, like out of your league? No, I've never, I mean, back in the day, I would shoot my shot, but not with anybody who was, like, out of my league. You know how difficult that person is to find?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, this guy.
God.
I'm with Roz on that one.
Okay, Maria.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, I'm sure you guys may have tons of stories. I have zero.
Okay.
I have zero. That's a terrible question to answer. Maury, you ever shot your shot?
Yeah, there was this guy that I used to find super hot when I went to Fly Nightclub back in the day.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And he used to have like a lizard tattoo on his neck, and I found that so hot. And right. He would always say no when I hit on him.
Always? How many times did you ask him out?
Well, like 20.
Oh, my 20? God.
Every time I saw him, I'm like, how about today? How about today?
How about today?
Wait, isn't that the same line that you use on Matthew to get him? Like, how about today? Or wasn't
no,
it
that
like,
was when, no, at, once we started he, sort of seeing each other, he said to say now.
Just to say now?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
and right. Did you say now like 20 times? He was like, ah.
Not today. Not today.
Let's go back to the phones here. Yo, Leah, what's going on? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the podcast. What would you like to say or what would you like to ask?
So I just wanted to know if you guys have your own workstations or do you share it with the other radio people that come in after you?
Ugh.
We, based on Roz's answer, you probably figured it out, but there is one like central area, one central studio for the radio station. This is where Roz and I are in the main studio. Attached to our studio is a DJ booth where DJ Climax works out of on Fridays. It's also where, damn it, Maury works out of as well. There's a door there. It's separated by soundproof glass so we can still see each other. And then just down the hall, Shem and Maria are in another studio. And then we all communicate, well, just not on the radio, but we can see each other using Zoom. We have Zoom open.
And then we all have to leave and other people have to come in and then they mess everything up.
Oh, okay.
Roz comes in the next day and complains. Someone touching his computer monitor or his chair.
No, because I'll just tell you what it is, right? I leave where I sit to do this show at the end of every day. I leave it perfect. I straighten out the keyboard. I put the mouse like exactly where it should go. I make sure all three of the monitors are straight. The headphone thing that you plug into is the microphone is perfectly positioned to where it looks like it's staged. Uh-huh. And then I come in the next day and stuff is just everywhere. Mm-hmm. Everywhere.
Somebody got to be trolling you because nobody sits in that seat.
That's BS. That's BS. I don't believe it at all. And like monitors move. Like everything is just upheaval.
Or sometimes the engineers come in here and they muck around.
No.
Right?
No.
So maybe they like move some of that stuff and then they obviously don't put it back.
No.
But I know the studio that Shem and Maria are in, that gets used by like multiple people throughout the day.
As does here, because you come in here and muck up all my cables.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Because Mocha goes in.
Nothing
muck.
Up in
you
there.
You muck up
it's
everything.
Already mucked up in there. It's all crazy.
I had to untangle this cable, that cable. It was all mucked up.
The only thing that I do in there is I move. See the controller you have for the editing software?
Yeah.
I use that and the keyboard and that's it.
Yeah, and you move it all around.
But it's a mess in there anyway right now, Maury. Like, I'm looking at your workstation. It's a mess.
These cables go off to the left, and this one goes off to the right.
But it's just a pile of nonsense in there,
You know what I do every day when I have to go into that room after the show to work on other stuff? Yeah. I actually have to give it a wipe down because it smells, and some of the buttons are sticky.
Yeah.
Oh, because Maury's sticky. Yeah. Uh-huh. What's the sticky stuff that you're leaving everywhere?
I have no idea. I'm not eating anything sticky.
What'd you eat today?
Nothing. I had a coffee and a tea.
Would you eat last week?
Coffee, tea.
No.
That's it for the last several weeks. Coffee, tea.
Why, are you on a diet or something?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Don't worry about it.
No, tell me.
No, here we go.
All I eat is, Maria knows. All
Which
I
is
eat,
what?
It's not healthy at all.
All I eat is celery and peanut butter and chickpeas and seeds.
Why?
It works.
Why? No, but
works,
why are
but
you
it
doing
works
it?
For
oh,
what,
to
though?
Drop some pounds.
How many pounds are you looking to drop?
I've already dropped 15.
In how many weeks?
Two.
I don't believe you.
No, you didn't.
What?
You're such a liar.
15?
Yeah.
15 on you, Maury, would be drastic. Like, we would notice it right away.
I'm now 143.
We would
There's
notice
no
it
way.
Right away.
Yeah.
And then how long until you go back to eating regular food do you think you're going to gain
it all
back?
I don't know if
back?
I can.
So
I
you were at 158 2 weeks ago.
That's right.
There's no way, dude.
I can show you my scale.
There's
so what
no
are you doing
way.
Then for Passover and all that?
Yeah.
I'm already told Susie I'll have the soup and that's it.
Really? So what are you looking to drop all this weight for? Usually whenever you go on these...
I saw a picture of myself. I didn't look good, so now I'd like to look good.
Is this because of those months where you were with the broken arm, you couldn't do anything,
and
you were
just
eating garbage?
And I just ate.
Yeah. How much weight did you gain during that process?
Like 10. So that was... I was at 159.
Yeah.
And now I'm back to 143.
Wow. But you're starving yourself, though.
You're not
exercising
way.
And eating right.
I feel fabulous.
You don't.
But then you're going to gain it all back. History has shown that every time you go on these
I am here
these
today to tell
kicks.
You I'm changing history.
Okay, Maury, I'm going to tell you, you don't feel fabulous. What you are is feeling good when you look at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah. That.
That's different than feeling fabulous.
Yeah.
You're also not having like any good fats, any proteins, any healthy fiber.
Nothing.
Like you're nutrient deficient.
Matthew saw me naked yesterday and asked if the crease line underneath my belly is going to disappear at some point.
Wow, supportive husband, huh?
Jesus.
Damn, that's what love looks like. That's the kind of support you need, dog.
When does the crease line disappear?
Crease line.
Not like, hey, congratulations, or past nothing, 2 weeks you've been looking good.
Nothing like, babe, right? You're a total fox. You keep going, baby.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Like, over here.
But what is Matthew's? Does Matthew not try and get you to do something that's healthy? Like when he sees you starving yourself?
He ordered two pizzas.
No. But is he not saying, hey, man, what you're doing is not good? Or does he not care?
He goes, whatever works, whatever's going to make you look good.
Oh, my damn.
So you're going to do this for how long?
See how long I can go.
Before what? You pass out?
Yeah.
No, I feel great.
No, you don't. You don't feel great.
Oh, my gosh.
At all.
Dude.
No, you need food, man. Yeah.
Anyway, Leah, you got a lot more from this conversation than your original question.
God.
You guys are the best.
You are the best. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for your question. Thank you for joining us today. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
I love you both, but I would have to say Roz.
Oh. Cool. Thank you.
Why do you have to say Roz?
Yeah.
Well, it's the truth.
Okay. That's all I need to know.
I find him like unapologetically himself, and I love that.
Okay.
Back. Stop talking.
He's so scared right now.
I'm so scared.
That you're going to say something that's going to get him flamed.
Yeah.
All right, Leah. Love you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.
Hey, by the way, Maria, at Hedonism, resorts typically allow guests to be nude or partially nude in designated areas such as beaches, pools, and hot tubs.
Oh. Hey, feel free to share this episode with anyone who you may think would enjoy the Roz and Mocha show. This has been episode 870. Keep an eye out on Instagram where we will post once a week a photo. Sometimes we post videos there that say, Ask Roz and Mocha, and then just go to the comment section, leave a comment, leave a question. Two of you will be selected randomly to join us to ask your question to the room. Thank you for listening. This has been the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live
weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com
or download the Kiss 92.5 app.